In addition to getting an alarming surge in new cases that seem to be tied to the Omicron variant here in the U.S., we are also getting a confirmation of encouraging news on the Moderna booster. Anjali Kamlani is here with us now to cover all the angles for us. Anjali, good morning.
Good morning, Julie. You got it. We've got news out of Moderna saying that their booster shots, the half dose compared to the initial course, is effective against the Omicron variants, in addition to a full dose suggested as a booster or as an option. They've studied both and have come out with results showing that the half dose booster is gives you 37 fold protection against Omicron, and a full dose that's 100 milligram gives you 83. That's in comparison to Pfizer, which had reported 25-fold increase protection from a booster dose. Meanwhile, as you mentioned, lots going on with, you know, globally, what's going on with the Omicron variant, lots of concerns, in addition to just generally a winter surge that has hit the Northern Hemisphere, European countries with the varying states of restrictions and lockdowns. Right now, the Netherlands back in a lockdown, Germany using a lot of restrictions, especially for unvaccinated individuals, other countries weighing ideas like masking outdoors and other types of restrictions for people going to indoor events, as well as the UK also weighing the idea of a lockdown. Israel just put the US and Canada on a high level of Omicron, or rather COVID threat, so, you know, do not travel. And other countries have also put in place restrictions from the US and other countries where there are high levels of spread for 14-day quarantines, for example. So a lot going on there. And really just keeping an eye on how all these countries respond, as we know that many countries, in addition to the US, are facing this winter surge. Back to you.
Anjali, you know, just from an anecdotal perspective, this surge seems to be spreading more quickly than any surge thus far, at least, you know, since we've done widespread testing, which we did not do very early in the pandemic. What do we know about the speed, and do we get any more information over the past few days about severity of Omicron?
Well, we have been seeing the various reports about severity. It does seem like the mild symptoms is holding, but we have seen some instances, of course, like the reported death in the UK. We are looking at the doubling speed of transmission, and that's something that Dr. Anthony Fauci pointed out this weekend. Omicron specifically transmits pretty quickly, the doubling speed of cases 2 days to a little bit longer, about five in some instances, but that's pretty quick compared to some of the previous variants that we've seen. So that really is where the concern comes from. Experts have been sort of enforcing the idea that, you know, the severity of symptoms isn't really the concern. It's just continuing the spread, because as transmissibility remains, as spread remains high, the idea that another mutation could possibly occur stays.
Yeah, and as we're showing those Moderna shares, which, as you said, reporting this morning that its booster is effective against the variant. Thanks so much, Anjali. Appreciate it.